Hello, and welcome to the Learn to Mediate Online podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host, and I'm one of the leading experts in online mediation. I have personally been mediating online for over 5 years now, and I have my own fully online family law mediation and coaching practice. 2 years ago, after so many of my colleagues reached out wanting to know how I was doing it, I created the Learn to Mediate Online training program. And to date, I have personally trained thousands of mediators in how to successfully conduct their mediations through an online platform. As a leading figure in the online mediation movement, I am privileged to be on the cutting edge of developments and advances in online practice. And this podcast has been created to share that information with you. So tune in each week to get the inside story on how to mediate online. I invite you to now listen to today's podcast. Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host. And today I'm going to let you in on the secret ingredient that is guaranteed to make you a more effective communicator online when you are in virtual mediations, arbitrations, or other meetings. And that is that you should be using visual aids in your online proceedings. Anything that you are doing online where you have video should include, whenever possible, the use of visuals. Now, I'm going to break this down. I'm going to talk about why this is effective, why this is going to make you more effective, and then we'll go into some different ways that you can use visual aids in your process, whether it's a meeting or a mediation or an arbitration. So first off, why should we use more visuals online? The first thing that you need to know, and get ready, grab a pencil, write this one down, because this is a shocking, to me, this was a shocking number. Our brain processes visuals, meaning pictures or things that are visual, 60,000 times faster than text. So if you put up a document on the screen, or you put up a picture on the screen, or a diagram, people are going to process the diagram 60,000 times faster than that written document. This is the key to the fact that we can be incredibly more effective, more able to get our point across, to make things clear to the people that we are communicating with online if we start to use that screen share button. Right? So some other statistics that I think are significant for us to know are that 90% of the information transmitted to the brain is visual. 50% of your brain, half your brain, is active when you are visually processing. We're firing on more synapses when we are visually processing. 70% of your sensory receptors are in your eyes, and 40% of people respond better to visuals. So we all know, right, that there are different ways to learn, just as there are different love languages and we all respond and show love and emotions in different ways. We all also learn in different ways. The largest number of the different ways to learn, audible, visual, et cetera, 40% is visual. So these are all key factors in why we would want to be using visuals much more often in our online proceedings. Now, one thing that I've noticed as an online mediator and as someone who's trained so many people in online mediations is that people have been very focused on learning the practical aspects of working in a remote, in a virtual process, right? Working in virtual meetings or in video conferencing. They've been concerned about, and rightly so, about how to, you know, do the screen share, use screen share, how to use breakout rooms, how to set up their camera. All those things are critically important. But we can't stop there. There's more to being effective online than just knowing how to use Zoom. I say that all the time, so you're probably tired of hearing it, but this is taking it to the next level. Because if all you're doing is taking what you did in person and translating it onto the online virtual setting, you are missing opportunities to do what you do, but do it better because you're online, because you have this ease of using visuals. And what do I mean when I say ease of using visuals? Well, think about it. If you are in a room with people in person, then you have to have a setup, right? And many of us do, mediators, not everyone does, but you might have a whiteboard or a blackboard, or I used to have the painted wall. It had a special paint on it, and people could use actually like dry erase markers on the wall and just write all over the wall. But it involves hopping up, grabbing the pen, drawing along on that. It's much easier online to open a whiteboard or hook up your iPad. And I've got, you know, for those who don't know how to do that, go look at learntomediateonline.com. Go to the videos page. I have a whole bunch of free videos showing you how to hook up your iPad, how to use the whitepad. And that's just one way that we can use visuals. There are other ways that we might want to use visuals in our online meetings, and in ways that we might not have been using them in-person meeting. Now, I think many of us would use a PowerPoint, perhaps, you know, slides in our in-person meetings. Think about how you can effectively work that into your online meetings or your mediations. I've known many attorneys who have done opening statements with slideshows or other visual aids to make their opening statement more effective, or to bring that, you know, those visuals in. Think about some of the other ways that you might be able to bring those visuals in. You might be able to use charts, diagrams, spreadsheets. You know, there's one thing about passing out pieces of paper in an in-person meeting versus putting it up on a screen where everybody can see it, right? So when you're all looking at exactly the same thing and someone can be pointing to the particular cell on the spreadsheet, there's much more effective because we can be highlighting that while we are discussing those issues, as opposed to I always use the visual of, you know, when you've passed out that spreadsheet and then you're leaning across the conference table to try and, you know, help Betty find the number that you're trying to talk about. Another extremely effective way to be more visual online is to use a written agenda. To have an agenda, how many of you have started incorporating this into your online meetings where you can switch between the agenda, stay on track with what is happening and what's going on, and it keeps everybody moving in the same direction, knowing that we've checked out all the topics. You can do the same thing in your mediation. I have done note-taking incredibly effective when people can see the notes. So many of us take notes in our meetings, right? We'll sit there and we'll hand write away on our yellow pad, the lawyer's ever-present yellow pad. But think about how much more effective it is if you throw up a document and share it on the screen and type up the words or hand write them on your iPad so that everybody can see them. There's a few things that you bring into that as well, is that you are taking notes, people are seeing them, they can concur in your note taking or correct it if it's not accurate or it's not correctly depicting what the discussion is. You know, we're not perfect and sometimes our notes are not accurate, or there may be something that they feel is really important, they'll ask you to put that down. Another way that you can be extremely effective is to use pictures or videos. And this is especially when you are trying to describe something. It is much easier to throw up a picture, show a short video, than it would be to try and describe something verbally. Again, we process things 60,000 times faster when it's visual. So I always use the example of verbally stating a math equation. You know, we do this all the time in family law. We'll talk about the net equity in the family home. And we'll say, well, the property has a fair market value of $1 million. There's a first mortgage of $434,000, a home equity line of credit that is in $56,000. And there's a mechanics lien of this much. Now I've just said all those numbers. You've lost, you have no idea unless you're really good at numbers, and I'm not. But I've lost the train of thought. If I'm drawing this or writing this on a yellow or on a whiteboard or on a screen where people can see it, or if I can just put that equation up, that is much easier for people to process. And in any meeting that you're having or when you are trying to communicate with someone, think about the effectiveness of them being able to take in what you're talking about ahead of time or in a faster, more streamlined fashion. I have often told people that when I was doing my mediations in person, I'm a family mediator, so we would usually do sequential mediations for 2 hours. We would do 2 hours 1 week, and then we'd come back some point down the time chain when it was convenient for people, and we'd have another 2 hour session. And in person, you know, on average, there's no set number, but on average, it was usually in the realm of 7 to 10 sessions. And then when I started working online, it got closer to 4 or 5. And I firmly believe that is because the online process is more streamlined. Part of it is that it's more visually able to communicate because we can see people's faces so much better in a video conference. But beyond that, the more I started incorporating visuals into the mediation process, things I wasn't doing before in person, that also helped streamline it. It also helped the clients to stay focused and not get derailed as often by emotion. And here's another little tidbit, is when parties get derailed by emotion, sometimes it can be very helpful to focus them on a visual. That can be the written agenda, that can be the notes, that can be a new page that you open up and say, you know, Bob, I understand and can hear that this is a very upsetting topic for you. Would it be helpful to break it down into the components? Let's look at your interests here. What is your, you know, and go through that. Very easy to distract people from the anger or the emotional content of that moment and get them focused when you put up a visual for them. The other thing I just do want to mention again, because I have heard from so many attorneys that they feel that a video or pictures when they are describing something in their case. When we did for the ABA DR section's mediation committee, we're working on a mock mediation. And in that mock mediation, it involves a case where the architect, there was a building defect and the roof leaked, bottom line. And so one of the expert witnesses was an architect who came in to talk about the defect. Well, what they beautifully did was modeled a home and showing what it looked like, what the plans and the builder had done and what it should have looked like and how the water seeped in. Extremely effective. And that is something that we should be building into any process that we use, because honestly, that 60,000 times faster is in person or online. But realize that when you are online, you have that much more ability to be effective, to pull these things up, to have them ready to go on your screen. And with the simple click of the share screen button, you can be pulling all of these things up. Now, one other thing that I always want to bring to everyone's attention, and in fact, we have an entire episode with Gary Dornhafer, who is the founder of ADR Notable, but these days there are a number of online assistive technologies that can also help you be more visual. In ADR Notable, that has a note taker, it's a myriad of things. And I encourage you to go listen to that. Use the code Guthrie2021 and you'll get a 3-month free trial of the product. Once you do that, you're hooked because it's made my life so much easier. But one aspect of that, and the one that my clients love, is it's a note-taking capability where it gives you categories of issues, facts, proposals, agreements. And they are almost on like sticky notes, the visual of it. And clients can see me moving something from a proposal to an agreement, and colors change. And we have thumbs up icons for agreement. And they've made it so visual and so easy to see that clients actually pull that together in their minds that much faster. And it all goes back to that 60,000 times faster in our brain. So, bottom line, the number one thing that is going to make you a more effective virtual communicator is to incorporate more visuals, more effective visuals in your online practice and in your online meetings. That takes thinking ahead in most cases and being conversant in how to use that screen share. Again, great video, free video on the website. Please go watch it. It'll show you how to use the screen share, but that is honestly one of your most effective tools, and it's guaranteed to make you a more effective online communicator. So there's your tip for the day. I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for joining me. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of the Learn to Mediate Online podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, and if you liked this episode, please give me a 5-star rating on iTunes and tell me what you liked in a review. You can join me each week to hear another episode, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Send me your questions and comments at susan@learntomediateonline.com. And you can find out more about my trainings and programs at learntomediateonline.com and maustinguthrie.com. I'll see you next week.